CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Thank you. release, y'all. We running the Black Moon right now. Just want to let y'all know this song may have explicit content. So let's keep it going.
The incredible, lyrical, and original. You the killable if you want to take a pull. Whatever I see, I attack. Fuck off my back, black nigga, fuck that. The devil lurks and my heart irks for the hell. Look into the eyes of a nigga who fell. I hit my head on the concrete to beat the feet. Another dead nigga in the street. Bullseye, direct hit, don't miss. But how many MCs must get this?
Yeah, there's a lot of MCs out there getting this, right? Everybody's a judge and a critic.
I mean, you know, this is... So let's just recap what we just heard, man. You know what I mean? Let's recap, right? So, you know, we started it off with that Ain't No Half-Stepping by my man Big Daddy Kane. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Big Daddy Kane and Rakim, you know, to me... you know, definitely took it from that level of, like, you know, the whole Curtis Blow, the Rapper's Delight, all of that, you know, the Supreme Team. I mean, you know, like, and they started to really play with the multi-syllables, you know what I'm saying? Especially Rakim, right? You know, back then it was a lot of, like, more just, like, simple rhymes, right? Like, kicking down your door, da-da-da before, you know what I mean? Then these brothers started, like, you know, really working with, like, the inner, like, so you know, when you have a bar, right? You know, for those who don't know what a bar is, right? But, like, a line of rap, right? A line of rap, right? And so when you have the line of rap, you know what I'm saying? You have, like, Rakim, you know, he would put together, you know, and I noticed with Big Daddy too, right? The it would be called an inner rhyme. So, you know, like, indeed proceed to do time. You know, bleed and seed, you know what I mean? So they have the inner rhyming words, and then they'd have the outer rhyming words, right? And that's why I started to really see with artists like Big Daddy Kane, you know what I'm saying, and Rakim, right? Then we went into the classic right there. What was that? My Philosophy?
Oh, man, come on now. You know what
BDP?
I mean? BDP, man, one of my favorites, man. Like, I mean, you know, they talk about gangsta. Back then, that was gangsta. You know what I mean? That was, KRS was gangsta. Not a little gangsta, a lot gangsta. Like, I mean, I know he wasn't trying to be, but just, you know, how the way the people perceived him, you know, the youth, it was like, oh, man, so fresh, man. You know, all them fresh custom-made Gucci jackets and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying?
By who, Dapper Dan?
I mean, not by just Dapper Dan. I mean, that was just the fashion at the time. You know what I'm saying?
True, indeed.
It was large, man. I don't know if there'll ever be another era like that. You know what I mean?
Bye-bye. You know what I mean? And I mean, that, you know, KRS, like, even today, he still has that energy, you know? Like, his energy is large. You know what I mean? I got the mad, mad crew up in the house, you know? Like... Man, I mean, you know, BDP is foundational in this thing called hip hop, right?
Oh man, Scarlo Rock, I'm telling you,
rest in peace.
Rest in peace, my brother. You know, to me, I don't know if there's gonna be a producer who could touch that dude, man. He was, like, unbelievable. I mean, we all love Primo. I mean, Primo was a bad man, but Scarlo Rock, next level, bro. Next level for me. You know what I mean? Like, you go back and listen to some of them cuts, bro. You know what I mean? And that was done on the drum machine and back when you can sample without, you know what I'm saying, getting spanked. You know?
Oh, yeah, way before they had AI to sift through that.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, we had that KRS, My Philosophy. Then we went into the Eric B. and Rakim, right? My Melody.
Come on, man, talk about it.
I mean, what's it to say, man? It's the awe. You know what I'm saying? It's the awe. If you don't know hip-hop, man, this man here, you know what I'm saying? He's legendary, you know? I mean, I see stuff online, you know, where they're talking about, you know, was he that dope? You know what I mean? How big was his body of work, right? And it was like, did it have to be?
I mean, those brothers, no. I mean, like, for sure they did at least three albums together. You know what I'm saying? Him and Eric B. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Four albums, right? And then he had his, you know, he had about three solos, right? Like, and you're talking about the R, you know what I mean? And you know, right, you know, for those who, like, don't know, right, it's like, oh, he calls himself the God MC, and it's like, well, you know what I mean? He got knowledge himself through the 5% Nation, you see what I'm saying? And that R, right? And that's actually dealing with today's Supreme Alphabet, which is rule or ruler, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, Rakim, right, rule of law, he, right, king, I, master, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's the thing, you know, when we look at, when we, let's just break down the word of like a rule, right? You know what I mean? You have rules and regulations, right? These are kind of like laws, you know, things to abide by, right? But also, you know, when you look at the word ruler, right? A ruler can either be a tool that you measure with, right?
Yes.
And if we talking about, you know, doing things right and exact, you need to have the proper measurements. Because if you build a house and one of those measurements is off, that whole situation could collapse, yeah, right?
It's a leaning tower of Pisa right there.
You know what I'm saying? Right? So it's important to, you know, make sure that everything's right and exact. And when we talk about being a ruler, right, you know, another good word for ruler, you know, what I see is synonymous is like a king. You know what I'm saying? And a king is one who has rulership over his dominion. You know what I'm saying? Right? His kingdom, right? And what is his kingdom going to be? Well, king's dome. You see what I'm saying? Mm. The king's dome has to be what? It has to be wise. It has to have knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Because if you are not a wise king, then you're going to be a foolish king. You know what I mean? And you're going to lose your kingdom. You see what I'm saying? Or those around you are going to want to take your kingdom down. You see what I'm saying? Because you don't treat them right and exact. Mm. Because you ain't using your ruler to, you know, basically measure things out.
Kind of reminds me what's going on around here. You know what I mean? Where the people are going to tell you. You know, you can do what you want to do for the meantime, but there's a time that you're going to have to answer to the people, right?
True indeed.
And as you see, we're not going to get heavy into the politics.
Just yet.
Things are being answered. Things are being answered, right?
You know, and that's the thing, right? It's like, you know, some people they get upset when they see, oh, you know, I'm a king, right? Oh, what makes you work? What are you doing for the kingdom?
Well, we're here trying to spread the goodwill.
What are y'all doing for the kingdom? You know what I mean?
Y'all being judges and juries and ain't even been out, you know, ain't even been in a studio, but you can tell me what's going on. You know what I mean? You ain't even been around the culture, but now you won't tell me what the culture is?
I mean, right? Some people don't even know, you know, basic lingo. Like, you know, do you know?
Do you bust? Do you bust? No, I drove here.
Yo.
What?
Okay, oh, man. Where is my, kid? Where is my, man? Like,
y'all do what you do, though. You know, man.
Like, yo, man. And that's the thing, right? Like, I see, this is my perspective, right? Is that there's too many clones in the game.
Woo. Clones? I mean, I don't know. Is it past clonage? You know what I'm saying? Is there anything past clonage? Is there a word to describe past clones? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, it's like, what, like, you know, we dealing with, like, being original, right? You know what I mean? And original, you know, is the source of, it's the beginning. You know what I mean? It's the first of its kind. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, that's something that, you know, you always told me as well, right? It's like, you know, you have to be original. You know what I mean? You have to come up with your own sound. Sure, you might sound similar to some people, right? Other artists, you know what I mean? Because, you know, people are able to identify and relate that way. You know what I'm saying? Subconsciously, right? But it's so important as a artist to be different. You know what I mean? And I just see too many clones. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, especially when Tekashi came out. It's like, yo, mans want to tatty their face. You know, they want to rock all of this, you know, like, you know, like this purple hair and, you know, all these different things. And it's like, yo, bro, like, I mean, it's cool. I mean, hey, look, Tekashi was original. I ain't gonna lie. Like, he was original. But, you know, his whole style is whack. You know what I mean? His whole style is whack, bro. I'll give it to you. You was original, but your whole, like, yo, low key, you had to be an agent, bro. You know what I mean? You had to be, right? There's just too much, like, you know, and that's the thing, man. This
hey, man, there's a lot of guys who come in here who are agents. You know what I'm saying? They are agents. They're sent in here. You know what I'm saying? But we won't go there because conspiracy theories and all, right?
Well,
you know, it is what it is, man. Be aware. That's all we're trying to say out here. You know, just be aware.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Man, you know? Hey, just real quick, though. Yo, what's up with my mans? What's up with my mans in New York, upstate there? Yo, my man P. Yo, what's up with P, bro? We got to touch on this. I mean, we, you know, it's Gossip City, man. Yo.
What? Tell me what's going on.
I don't know, man.
I ain't even heard this yet.
I heard they snatched P. Diddy out his home or something like that, man. Yo, man, I heard he got mass charges, you know, sex trafficking and all sorts of stuff, you know what I'm saying? We heard he was up with the Keefy D and all that. You know, I heard nothing about Keefy D, but, like, I don't even know how these dudes go out to parties and stuff when everyone looking. Can you imagine, man? But anyway, man.
Ah, you brought it up, so I guess we talking about it. This is the audible. Yeah, okay. This is the audible part of the program.
This is the audible portion.
This is the audible portion.
Omaha.
Omaha.
You know.
Yo, Omaha. You know what I mean? Peyton Manning, y'all, we seeing the blitz coming, you know what I mean? Calling up.
Yo, the FBI definitely threw the blitz at that brother.
Oh my goodness.
Yo, definitely threw the blitz at him, man.
I mean, you know, and look, like, I wasn't there, so I can't say it's factual, you know what I'm saying? However, I've heard of other people, you know, I've met some people in my, you know, in my life that have, you know, went to Hollywood, you know what I mean? And they've said some ill business about what goes on out there, you know what I mean?
I had a girlfriend, like, not my girlfriend, but a girlfriend, you know, because I hang with girls, right? I do like women.
You like women.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, in that sense, I've seen it destroy people in like a matter of 6 months, man.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, those movies you see, you know, that girl from Nebraska or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know,
she's the illest in Nebraska. Is you mad at me? Shout out to Method Man and Belly, baby.
No, man. Don't like that. You know what I mean? But you know, it's like them girls are males, you know what I mean? Traveling, you know, try to become successful, you know? And ain't nobody against that. But, like, I mean, these big cities will tear you down, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They'll tear you down, right? And I've seen people get destroyed, you know? I'd like to say the name and all that, but we'll save that for, like, you know, future. Hopefully we get that individual on the program because it's a big story, man. I'm telling you, it's a big story and stuff. But, yeah, Hollywood, it can be destructive, and I've also seen it lift people up, too. You know what I mean? Mm. Right? So it depends how you tackle it, I guess, right?
True indeed. You know, and I, you know, obviously, you know, there's so many, you know, like, yeah, there's so many different conspiracies, and you know, some of these things cannot be shown and proven, right? However, there's a lot of testimonies of people who have, you know, ended up going to these certain parties and, you know, getting, you know, basically pressured into doing things and
flambéed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and you know, and then end up getting followed, and you know, there's
that one story there.
There's been a few, man. There's quite a few, right? And it's like, you know.
Bro, they talking about Star Whackers, and I remember them dudes like maybe about 10 years ago,
Jason Martin and whatnot.
Yeah, came up here and was talking about like, yo, man. Sometimes, you know, I don't know, you know.
I mean,
right? Why is Martin running in the middle of the street naked? I don't know.
You know, right? Like, man, it's, he was high. You know what I mean? I mean, sure, maybe he was. You know what I mean? But you know, the fact is,
who's he running from?
You know what I'm saying?
the boogeyman.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's not everything, you know, and that's the best part of understanding, you know. You can see things for what they truly are, not what they appear to be. You know what I mean? Don't take things on face value. You know what I mean? Like, you never know what's in someone's mind. You know what I mean? You know, I had a friend who went out to L.A., you know, just like last year, right? Got this audition, right? And, you know, he does the audition, and they're, like, going to give him the part for this movie. And they was like, so what are you willing to do? Like, are you willing to, like, basically, you know, give up your morality, right? In so many other words, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And he was like, man, it made him feel really uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Mm. Yo, they literally have on polls in Hollywood numbers that say sell your soul. Yo, man, my man's like, they literally, I'm like, okay, you know? And I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, not everything that's shiny is a value, you know what I mean? Right? Like they say, like, you know, not every dollar's a good dollar. You know what I mean?
And that's the truth, man. That's the truth, man. You know, sometimes you really gotta, you know, analyze and assess what's in front of you, man, before you make that decision, right? Mm. You know, it may seem lovely today, but tomorrow you're crying. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I say to people, man, you know, take the time and make that decision wisely.
True indeed. You know? True indeed, man. Oh, you know, always look, listen, observe, and respect, you know, and really pay attention, right? Because, you know, like you said, right? One minute it could be butterflies and rainbows. Next minute you getting unicorns up your...
Bro,
you know what I mean?
You're living in a penthouse, and all of a sudden, like, you on the bottom floor going into outhouse. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, I mean, and things change drastically, very fast for people. You can be in a outhouse, you know what I'm saying? And next thing you in the penthouse, going, how the hell did I get here? Mm. You know what I'm saying? What the hell? You know what I mean? So it's always that yin and yang, baby.
True indeed. True indeed. And that's not to take away from those who, you know, actually worked very hard to get to where they at in their career, right?
Oh, man, there's a lot of people.
You know what I'm saying? You know? Right? Like, we ain't gonna sit here and say that, you know, it's all about these, you know, certain people behind the scenes and all that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, there's a lot, there's quite a few, you know, actors and artists and, you know, musicians, you know, football players, you know, all these different people who actually work really hard to get to
where they are. Oh, man. Right? I mean, shout out to the everyday man who worked that job for 45 years to pay that house mortgage, you know, to take care of his family, you know what I'm saying? I know, every day you don't feel like going, man, but sometimes you gotta go, right? You gotta go, right? You look at your seed and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And that's who I want to give shout out to today, you know what I'm saying? To the everyday man, you know, and woman, you know, and whoever you are, you know what I'm saying? Not just man and woman, but whoever you are, you know what I'm saying, out here. You know, I just want to give a shout out to you getting up every day to take care of yourself, your family, your friends. You know what I'm saying? You're a good person, man. Don't let anybody tell you anything else, man.
No doubt. No doubt. You know what I mean? That's you know, that's first and foremost, man. Is take care of yourself. If you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody.
True to that, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't give water out of a glass that's half empty. You see what I'm saying? That it need, you know, I like, for me personally, I need to make sure that my cup is overrunneth. You know what I'm saying?
Cup runneth over.
You know what I'm saying? Like it gotta be, you know, like when you pour root beer into the top. You know what I mean? And you get in the foam, right? Yo. You know what I mean? Because look, man, that's the cream of the planet Earth rising to the top. You know what I mean? Like when you get cream out. You know, cream rises to the top. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all about being the best part. You know what I mean? You know, and you know, take the best part of something and leave the rest, man. You know what I'm saying? Leave the rest, right? Because not everything is for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not everything is for you, right?
So. Yeah. I like to shout out to K-Sweet right now. The cup running over. You know what I'm saying, man? She always on that one. You know what I'm saying? I like to shout out my cousin, J-Ken. You know what I'm saying? He got a couple new projects coming out. You know what I'm saying?
You know know what I mean?
Last week we forgot to give Ski a shout.
Yo, peace to K-Ski.
Yo, why don't you run that one? With yeah. you, my man Hard Body Dreams right here, he's featuring with K-Ski. Yo, run a beat.
Okay. Yo. So straight up, man, peace to the man MC K-Ski, you know what I'm saying? And peace to Cavo One. You know, they
peace
got...
Peace, Cavo.
They got their own podcast called Beyond the Lyrics. You know, it broadcasts every... I think it's the last Thursday of every month. I don't think that they got one for October because they got the Jazz Festival coming up at the Beaumont Studio, and that's where they do their broadcasting and whatnot, right? So, but in November, I'll be back on. And they streaming live on Twitch as well.
Great show. Great show.
You know what I mean? Like, they bring, you know, they striving to create community in, you know, in our city, right? So peace to them. But yeah, me and K-Ski, man, like Malcolm X and Bumpy, real true, but living the God style is lovely. I'm just gonna give you a little bit of what's to come on that track. Yeah, you know what I mean? Cause yo, that song's called Ultra Magnetic, you know what I mean? And that's a single that K-Ski asked me to jump on, you know, produced, mix and mastered by DJ Kimo. And that rhythm is real fly. You know what I'm saying? It's real fly, you know what I mean? You got two different perspectives. You know, you got a brother who deals with who's Muslim, and then you got a brother who's a 5%er, right? Which is myself. So, you know, it's like it's two different perspectives, but you know, that's the thing about building. You know what I mean? Like, again, you know, today's math is knowledge build, right? So, you know, build is to add on. You know what I'm saying? To build is to add on. You know what I mean? It's to multiply, right? It's to elevate. You see what I'm saying? And so when people can come together and elevate their knowledge, you see what I'm saying? It's like it makes it so much more lovely. You know what I mean?
It does, man.
Coming together.
It does. And I've seen the...
Come together!
Yeah.
Right.
Right now, I think we need to spin another tune.
Run
you know
the tune, dog. Let's go, baby.
Yo, foam.
Blow the out of the dome.
Microphone terrorism.
Call me Saddam. Run it, Digi.
Let me drop some shit like this here.
At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See every time my eyes...
Peace, go, peace. This is Scarface with the Ghetto Nose. Boys. My mom playing tricks on me. Definitely has some explicit content, so for those listeners who don't want to hear that, you know what I mean, you can pause that, but we're going to continue on playing the dope hits. Let's go.
A black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you.
Still flow slow. I come correct and I won't look back, cause it ain't where you're